This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, to our over-the-road truck drivers that are out there, guys and gals driving the semis going east, west, north, south, thank you for doing the great job that you're doing. And let's not forget about the bulk mail center haulers, the people that haul the mail from point A to point B, to make sure that your letters get to the mailbox to where you need to get your mail when you need to. Now, also, you can check us out, the suicide jockeys that are out there hauling the gasoline and the diesel. Check them out, and we appreciate the job they're doing. Now, don't forget that we also have our website, the Captain's, the official Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and you can go over there and you can check out the MeWe, the Gab, the Parler, the Getter pages that we have there that we're on. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. We're also our website URL is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. So go over there and check us out, all the different things we have to offer, and you'll know what we know. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
One nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And of course we emphasize those words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we want you to remember that. Well, Kyle, the January 6th committee has said that they're going to be very unlikely to call former President Trump to the stand to testify.
Well, that's right. What they plan to do is they plan, of course, to weave their web, I suppose, of all the narrative by instead bringing in the aides, family members, and anybody else who was around the president at that time of January the 6th. It's interesting that there doesn't seem to be the feeling that they would, in fact, call Trump. That certainly would be a lightning rod, but perhaps they feel that they can craft their narrative without his presence there, which I do see their point, because this way they can say, it's, you know, well, President Trump told me this, or President Trump seemed like he was acting like blah, 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 you know, and they can put it all together that way for themselves.
And in addition, the Supreme Court leaker's punishment must be harsh, former state justice says, and I totally agree with that. They got to make an example out of this person.
Well, they really should. And the sad part is, Captain, is that we don't have, I think, broad spectrum agreement that what the leaker did was in fact wrong, illegal, and hurtful to our system. because there are going to be those who hail him as a hero, he or she, whoever it might be,
right.
hail them as a hero of some sort. But what has happened is simply has created, now it's sort of lit the fuse, I fear, for some larger problem that we're going to be experiencing during the summer, if in fact an official opinion comes down, which is the same as what we've seen in the draft opinion. But what happens, though, is it makes it such that even draft opinions, now the Supreme Court justices all have to be terrified that a draft opinion could be leaked out and cause mayhem across the country when they haven't even decided yet.
Wow.
Yeah, this is big-time stuff. So, yes, it should be harsh because of what's happening.
Now, the Fed chairman, Mr. Powell, has said that the Fed will keep continuing to hike rates until it controls the inflation.
I saw that. Oh my gosh, Captain, does this sound like a good plan to you?
No.
No. Like, I mean,
how high are they going to go?
Yeah, well, it's like, here we are, interest rates are 21.5%, but we think it'll just be a little more. Then we'll get inflation under control.
That's not what they give you when you send them their money to invest it.
That's right. Yeah, but it's just that is really scary. How do you get inflation under control? Well, we tried this before, haven't we?
Yes.
Remember when Reagan came into office and they were, you know, this is a huge problem. And but we control inflation. We can start to go after it mm-hmm. by getting costs down.
Now, this is important, and we got just enough time to mention this. The audit now shows from Twitter that nearly half of Joe Biden's Twitter followers are all bots. Why am I not surprised?
I hate to say it. They're the Biden bots, I guess.
Yeah, the Biden bots doing the dip and daisy.
Or the Bi-bots or something. I'm not surprised at all. I'm not surprised at all because everything has to be inflated to make you think that the Biden administration or the Biden way, this is totally cool, this is totally where we need to be going. Finally, the adults are here, but I guess the adults are talking to a bunch of bots.
You can't trust these people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's just really illustrative of just how far over the edge we're going in terms of how the politics are unfolding right now.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Okay, hold that thought. We're coming back with more folks on the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, too. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, a Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Oh, yeah. And you can do that by going to the Captain's America Third Watch.com or go to the Facebook page, the original Captain's America Third Watch, and join the group. And you'll know what we're doing when we're doing it. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I take it every day, and I've been taking it for 7 straight years because of what it does. It works for me, and it takes care of the pain and the discomfort that I have when I have it in my my foot and my ankle and my legs, and that's what I need to have, and I take that rather than taking narcotics because this stuff is all natural. It's 100% drug-free. And that's because of what's in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps your body to support its response to inflammation as well as pain by going right straight to the source of the pain and lowering or eliminating it all together. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And simply put, folks, it works. You wouldn't hear me talking about it if it didn't. And I am a user of this product. Now, you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And you can try the 1995 3-week quick start. That's what gets it all started. Cost you $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And you'll find out real quick, whether or not the product will work for you. And you'll be back down to your old normal self. Because after all, all you have to lose is what, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha, and that's so important. Nothing worse than being in pain. Now, Joe Biden goes off to Buffalo, and he turns around and makes his speech that he gave
into an assault against certain people and the weapons that they possess. And then he pushed an assault rifle ban while in Buffalo during his speech, which how many times have they tried to do that, Kyle?
Oh, at so many different times, no doubt about it. I think he also is using the word domestic terrorism as well.
Yeah.
Basically, of course, this is a terrible, horrible thing, the shooting, this massacre that happened. And I think the last thing people want to have happen, Captain, is for it to somehow become politicized.
Too late for that. Things.
Well, right, but people do these terrible things. They have hatred in their heart. And we have to be able to all come together, the good people, across the spectrum of ethnicity and race and so forth. You know, we've got to be able to come together and say this is bad, but otherwise, you know, we always seem to get the more divisive language coming from leadership. But of course, also the Democrats and Biden in particular don't want to let any of this go to waste, because then they want to push a gun control sort of a narrative and a policy. So you know, they're just out there doing business as usual for them now.
Well, they're just trying to create a divide out there between the people again, between the legal gun owners that would never think about doing anything like this at all, and some whippo that goes out there and goes bananas and has an agenda and writes a manifesto or wherever else he did. And then, and by the way, the school knew about it, the police knew about it, and nobody did anything.
Right. I believe he was on the radar, as they say. And that's right. So it does bear or beg the question that we need to make sure that things are followed up on, that signs are seen, interpreted correctly, and acted upon. So yes, this is a terrible, terrible reminder of that.
And of course, Joe Biden went to Buffalo, started out his speech. It's a time to heal. And then suddenly he went off the deep end, compared the Buffalo mass shooting to the January 6th D.C. riot. I fail to see the comparison there or the logic there. There was no comparison at all because nobody was shot and killed other than that one girl, the Air Force veteran, who was hit by that security the D.C. police lieutenant, who was in fear of his life and overreacted.
Well, right. They try to connect things together simply so you hear them in the same sentence. You hear Buffalo shooting and January 6th, and somehow they're hoping that people are going to conflate those two events. So I think it's all by design. I mean, they absolutely, put these paragraphs together and so forth with a very specific intent.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they don't have their act together. Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina talked about Janet Yellen, Secretary of the Treasury. She apparently had said something about abortion, and he replied to her. He said, abortion is not the way to help single black mothers.
Yeah, you see that it starts to get very, very intense. And we of course, we hear a lot about the number of abortions in the black community and so forth. And it's again, something that we should be able to be unified on talking about, in the notion that, even if you go back to Bill Clinton, for example, not all that long ago in our history, a Democrat president was talking about abortion being safe but rare in America. But now we have this kind of going on where it's just a free-for-all in their minds. But yes, in the black community, I'm sure that this is a major, major issue in the sense of how it's being approached from these political people. And it's stunning how offensive I think it is.
Now, paybacks are hell, aren't they?
Yep, that's what they say. Yes.
Yesterday, an ex-Trump White House staffer posted 128,000 plus emails from seized Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yes. I mean, this is just, it continues to be a treasure trove of stuff.
Yeah, 128,000 pages?
Yeah, and this is, of course, don't forget, this was Russian disinformation. This is what we were told it was back during the 2020 election.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, is it? It's
nope.
Actual email stuff.
Nope. Now, there's a report out there, and I hope everybody's holding on to something. There's a report out there that some gas stations across the country are already bracing for the next big wave to come, and that would be U.S. gas prices could double down sometime this summer, be double what they are right now amid the potential of a supply shortage. And I don't know what that's all about and why that's going to happen. It shouldn't. And if it does, then I would say there might be a revolt in this country.
Well, because what we're talking about here right now, let's just say gas prices are $4 or $5 a gallon, but if that doubles $8, $9, or $10 a gallon, that is going to be unprecedented. And I think you will find that not only will there be consumer sentiment will drop and all these other sort of phraseologies that we typically hear, but people will get angry, really, really angry. We don't know what will happen at that point because we've never been down that road yet before.
No. And as I mentioned earlier, last hour, I'm going to mention it again, Nestle's has agreed, that's the chocolate company, Nestle's has agreed to fly in some Gerber baby formula amid the acute U.S. shortages. So they're going to bring it in. And by the way, Gerber used to be manufactured right here in the United States in Canada, Harry, New York. And then they shipped them overseas because they were moving from a union plant to a non-union plant, was my understanding. So they're not talking about bringing the plant back. They're just talking about bringing some of the product back.
Right. Well, I think we ask ourselves this question. What is the next shortage? You know, I walked into a restaurant.
Probably milk.
Well, precisely.
Eggs, but, cheese.
Yeah, but everywhere you go, you start seeing these signs that say things like, due to the national shortage of whatever it is, we may not have all the menu items available for you. And this is becoming all too commonplace. But this is, you know, you walk into a supermarket. Well, they're out of this. And the shelves are starting to look a little more bare than they typically do, than they might have looked, say, pre-pandemic or this kind of thing. And Americans are supposed to simply get used to this. See, that's what I think the question is, what is the next shortage going to be? Because there will be another shortage. And I think it's the idea that we're supposed to kind of accept this notion that Americans don't. Oh, how about this? The power shortage. There's a power shortage coming for summertime. And, how are we supposed to charge our electric cars if we can't produce enough power just to get through the summer?
Well, we were talking about that yesterday. Where are you going to find a charging post to do it?
Right. Right. It's just, but they're offered up as these magical solutions. Fossil fuel is bad, so get an electric car, but you won't be able to charge it.
All right. Hold that thought. We got some fossil fuel coming their way. We'll be right back with the bottom of the hour after the bottom of the hour news and weather and whatever your stations are doing. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, right after this.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Congress is holding its first congressional hearing on UFOs in 50 years. On Tuesday, the Pentagon showcased declassified photos and videos of UFOs to Congress, including a flying object without a specific explanation. Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray.
We're open to all hypotheses. We're open to any conclusions that we may encounter.
The hearings follow a report on UAPs last year, which found there were 144 encounters between 2004 and 2021. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited Buffalo, New York on Tuesday to honor the victims in Saturday's mass shooting. The Bidens visited the makeshift memorial near the Tops Market where 10 people lost their lives. The president and the First Lady also met with the victims' families.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com. Support you need to get started and build your longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com. Support you need to get started and build your longevity business.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, as you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. Now, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow either. Now, Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. And for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. Now, this blowout sale of the year won't last long, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers, and the My Slippers are designed to wear indoor or out as long as you want to. Now, they're made with the MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. They're also made with quality leather suede. And all you got to do is give them a call at 800-641-5459 or use the promo code CAPTAIN or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square and use the promo code CAPTAIN. And then while you're there, the offer, since it's not going to last very long, you need to order now. These slippers are really something. Promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com. Phone number 1-800-641-5459. You'd be glad you did, I'll tell you that much.
these My Pillow slippers, which I've got one pair. I ordered a second pair, by the way. They're really, really, really something. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we go to the phone line, I want to get this out there. A Pentagon IG report is talking about the Afghanistan withdrawal and what it didn't do for us. It significantly reduced our terrorist tracking ability, so we can't tell what these chumps are when they decide to go out and go circulating out of Afghanistan. We can't tell where they're at or what they're doing. Now, the other thing is the women have lost all of their rights again in the Afghanistan scheme of things. The Taliban has taken away anything pertaining to westernizing of the women, and they cannot show their faces. They have to have the burqas, all that sort of stuff all over again, and this is just nuts.
Well, it is. Well, it's abhorrent to Americans. It's abhorrent to free people around the world. That just doesn't compute. But unfortunately, Captain, this is the sad reality for so many women and obviously young girls as they're growing up in this kind of a situation. Our hearts go out. But at the same time, I think it really demonstrates the real difference between an open society where you have freedom to worship or have, you know, these different sort of cultural things that pertain, but what's happening with the Taliban, I think everybody would agree, is just absolutely wrong.
Mark my words, it's just a matter of time before we're back in there again. Want to bet?
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the phone line, and let me see here. I believe this is Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Is that you, Elliot?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning, West Coast Kyle. You know, Captain, the more things change, the more they remain the same. And that's tied to Afghanistan for a long time. Captain, I have some very important information I want to share not only with your audience, but with you guys as well. You know, Captain, we see Joe and Jill Biden travel to Buffalo, New York, to mourn the death of 10 people who were killed by a young white man at a grocery store located in a mostly black community. Now, all of a sudden, Joe Biden loves law enforcement. He never embraced the men and women in blue when blue states was raging with crime and murders. Many law enforcement officers lost their lives because of lax laws that allow the repeat offenders to passionately move through the judicial system. Now, South Carolina, you let politician Jim Clyburn convince you to vote for Biden. Now we are hearing black voters in South Carolina are very disappointed. Where were Joe Biden love for law enforcement when Seattle retired black police captain David Dorn was killed by Antifa and Black Lives Matter? Joe is the most divisive president in modern history. Next to him is Barack Hussein Obama, who calls the shots. Joe gets a blast by throwing gas in the fire. Now, Captain, America, in the 70s, I was in the military, combat-trained airborne engineer, who worked closely with Green Beret groups out of Fort Bragg. We had Vietnam-trained warrant officers who were part of Special Forces-trained helicopter pilots. America, I warned you weeks ago at the border. The federal government needs to map the border from north to south to east to west for underground tunnels and anomalies. Look what happened. A house in Tijuana been gutted out is the beginning start from point of entry. Millions of pounds of drugs and hundreds of thousands of human illegals move 24 hours, 7 days a week. The tunnel discovered stretched from Tijuana to San Diego.
Yep.
They estimated the size of the tunnel was bigger than 6 or 7 football fields.
Yep.
America, this changes the whole story that comes from Washington Border Patrol and the media. America, we could have as many as 10 to 12 million illegals in our country right now. That's right, right now. Now, as a result of Joe Biden's open borders, open society, if Title 42 goes away, this is my prediction. I'm estimating that it could be between 12 and 17 million people that will come through this border within a year's time. Now, you bank on that, what I'm saying. Thank you very much, Captain, for the opportunity. You have a great day.
All right. I don't think Title 42 is going to go away, Kyle. I don't think they can afford the backlash you're going to have. The border states are saying, don't do it. Members of the Democratic Party in Congress are saying, don't do it.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, there are probably going to be legal shutdowns to this that would keep it in place. But then the Biden administration would be put in that position of saying, well, we're going to do it anyway. They'll try to find some way. And because, Captain, it speaks volumes that they're willing to go against the prevailing ideas that are not only from the so-called conservatives, but also from many Democrats, just as you're pointing out. So it will continue to demonstrate that the Biden administration, who is ever, you know, making these policies, mm-hmm. that they just don't care what everybody else thinks. They mm-hmm. want to create this situation, and mm-hmm. they're going to do it come hell or high water.
Now, the U.S. Embassy in Russia has pointed out that they are banned from visiting the detained WNBA star Brittany Griner, who's being held in a prison in the Soviet Union. So that's not a good thing.
Well, no, of course not. There's no way of verifying her status.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, we'll wrap it up with this. The number of traffic fatalities in the United States rose in 2021 to their highest level in 16 years.
That's a very terrible thing, to be sure. Many people have told me, Captain, they think that things seem different out on the freeways after coming out of the COVID shutdowns.
Some people, when they're not in their car and they're not driving around, whatnot, it's like they get back in a vehicle. It's like driving in a tunnel.
Yes, exactly. Or they just, you know, I've seen more people speed by me. I've seen more people, just sort of driving aggressively, shall we say, or think that they're on the Indy 500 or something like that. And it just seems to be a lot more. And the only reason I say this is because other folks have pointed the same kind of thing out to me, that they feel like the roads are a lot more aggressive than they ever were.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I believe that that's absolutely correct. I think we have a more aggressive driver out there these days on the highway going from point A to B. Everybody's got to be there in a hurry.
Well, exactly right. And people take more chances or this kind of thing, and it could be contributing to increased traffic accidents and fatalities.
And just look at the speed limit.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going down the road and it's 65 and people are doing 80, you know, routinely, that seems to be the flow of traffic much of the time until it gets to be where it's high traffic time and everything comes to a standstill. But people are they're just hauling down the freeway. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, well, I know.
Yep.
All right. I hear the music. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we will be right back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. More for you on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to take a look and see if the weather changed. And I can already tell you it has. We'll be back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
honor. Simply irresistible as he's surrounded by three dozen girls. Right, Kyle?
Well, that's right, yeah. And
all dressed the same, I might add.
That's right, yeah. The iconic videos of Addicted to Love, Simply Irresistible, Robert Palmer, just an amazing artist. And, of course, he was lost many years ago. He had a heart attack, as I recall, and we lost him. But that was 1988 for Simply Irresistible.
Mm-hmm. Now, take it away, because you've got a storm out there in the Northwest, and you've now got snow that's on shore that wasn't there last hour. It's there now. Go for it.
Well, that's right. Thank you, Captain. Last hour we were watching the rain and the storm off the shore, but now coming on shore. And according to the forecasts, in another couple hours or so, we should start seeing a lot more rain coming into the Seattle and Portland areas as it moves east inward. And also up on Snoqualmie Pass tonight, looks like we might have some snow up there as well. High mountain passes, of course, you definitely want to be careful. For example, 4th of July Pass, right now reading 36 degrees, forecast rain for Wednesday, but Thursday looks like also snow could start developing there, and Friday also some rain and partly cloudy skies, a mixture there, but be careful up there because obviously winter, at least the weather is not done at this point. In fact, we do have winter weather advisories coming out of Seattle as you come down I-90, but also we've got a blowing dust advisory that's still on the maps there. This is going to be out near Ritzville as you go west towards Spokane, Washington. So be very, very aware and careful of that. We do have winter storm watches north of Helena, Montana, but this goes all through Great Falls and up to it looks like the Canadian border. But we also have some high winds mixed in with that as well. And then also, of course, near Idaho Falls and Pocatello, Idaho, we've got the high wind watch and lake wind advisories there. We do have, of course, continued hot, dry weather in Colorado, most of Colorado, and, of course, New Mexico, where the big fire is burning, of course, right now. And then also throughout the Southwest, we still continue with the hot, dry weather. But be careful out there.
Well, I'm going to start with North Dakota because we still had the flooding up there. Lots of water, lots of saturated land. Northern North Dakota up I-29 going from Minot to Canada. And then over down towards Fargo, you got some flooding down in there. Not as bad as what it was yesterday, so things are getting a little better in the Fargo area anyway. And then up there west of Duluth for about a 50, 75-mile-an-hour stretch, you've got you've got flooding right along the Canadian border. Now, coming down into Kansas, we have an interesting scenario going on right now in the eastern part of Kansas, southeastern corner of Kansas. We've got and we've had some severe thunderstorms on the ground. We currently have a severe thunderstorm watch in Missouri right there in the Joplin area. And we've got some flood warnings up in the southeastern corner of Kansas, and then just north of Oklahoma, north of Tulsa, right there along the line as well, some flooding going on right there just inside the border, about 50 miles north of Joplin, Missouri, inside Missouri right now, so be advised and be careful of that. And then coming over into the northern part of Michigan, over here east of Lake Michigan, you have got an area of frost right now tonight. That frost also comes over into upstate New York, southwestern part of upstate New York, to include Fredonia and Dunkirk and Ripley, New York, just south of Buffalo, I might add, and then the northern part of Pennsylvania, right along that part of the border with New York State, and then north of Syracuse going up to Albany on I-81, you've got an area there where there's going to be a lot of frost tonight, and they've got a frost warning up for that area. We now have fog, ladies and gentlemen, on I-75, down as far as about Wildwood and on north to the Georgia border and up into Valdosta. So you folks in Valdosta, you're going to be dealing with some fog when you come out, so be advised of that and be careful. Fog also goes over to the east, over towards Brunswick, so you'll have it on I-95 as well. Other than that, things aren't looking too awful bad. So we will say, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, please.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
Okay, and if we need to find you, we know we can do that.
That's right.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him and what he does for us. Now, we've got Denise Simon on the telephone here, so let's go over here and get a hold of her. Okay. Good morning, Denise. How are you?
Hi, good. You?
I don't know. You were having a problem, but I guess you're okay now. All right. Okay.
Yeah, internet, it's shaky.
All right. Well, where I think I want to start here for the top of the hour stuff is this baby formula that's now starting to show up. Nestle's Corporation, which owns Gerber Foods, and they used to make that formula in Canon. Canajoharie, New York, which is just west of Albany a little bit in the valley. They are now flying in baby formula from overseas amidst the challenges that they've got. And the Abbott Labs is going to start opening up their Texas baby formula plant again. So maybe that'll take care of the problem that we have.
It's going to take about 2 months for them to get back online, meaning Abbott. And we have, the U.S. has been flying in formula for a couple of weeks now, but yes, in it comes. So there's still a shortage, still in the ditch for a while, I don't think that we've heard the last of who's to blame on this one, and what the consequences were of nobody being prepared or filling in the void when this thing was shut down. So the story is still unwritten.
Okay. So to be continued, I guess, right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, I do know that they had to jump through a couple of hoops for that plant there in Texas because that had been shut down, I think, because of health reasons.
Well, allegedly, but as it turns out, I think there's some question there on the reasons that it was shuttered. I think somebody jumped the gun on it.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming your way. And it's a busy day again in the news world. We're going to get into a lot of different things here. So don't go anywhere. We shall return.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.